And what he told me out there, the guy, what they did was they came in and put guns on, handcuffed us all down, then they went through the whole house, put everything illegal in the pot, and had all kinds of crap illegal. Then they used the phone at the clubhouse out of the back. They called a federal judge at 2 or 3 in the morning, trying to get his first warrant. They listed out all the stuff that they found. To get a post-dated first warrant, the first judge went through it. Second judge would. And he said it was illegal search and seizure, but they're covering it all up. I said, well, okay, I didn't listen to this story. And I said, tell me, I don't want to screw it up. That's the only thing I ever gave you was a little bit.
Did you ever meet the guy that did the fire?
No, but no, he never said that. No. They called me Rapture. They were Rapture. They're the guy named Robert Snodgrass. E-R-A-S-S, I think he's in Kansas. My name's Robert Snodgrass. I think they confused me with him a little bit because on my personal history report, they had his phone number in Kansas, Missouri, something like that. By then, they told me a rat shit. Well, I've never been called rat shit. And I don't know anybody who called shit like that.
He was a prisoner. He got hooked up and he threw it on my
feet. Oh, well, all I heard was him and that guy named, some guy named Ron. A tall guy, I saw him in Bucky's house a couple of times, I didn't realize his name was Broadway, he was at the time.
Fred, did you ever talk to Chris about the shooting that was wrong with him?
Those guys, I never hung around with them. I've never been to the clubhouse one time in the whole 15 years I've been in the spring. I knew Bobby Bryant, cracking those guys didn't trust me. They looked at me a little more like an outsider type guy. You know, they knew I was a fighter, and I like to go get drunk and have a little more stuff. But they didn't look at me as someone that